Welcome to Mondays with Mitch. And guess what? It's Monday, and against all odds, I'm Mitch. So we're already off to a pretty good start. Here we'll tackle your questions about life, God, and ourselves. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I've picked up a little perspective, maybe some wisdom, and certainly a few stories along the way. So bring your questions, your curiosity, and maybe your sense of humor. Thanks for joining me. Let's get started. Well, if you've ever wondered what Mondays with Mitch is, let me begin by saying that I would never presume to place myself in the same category as Tuesdays with Maury. For one thing, it's a different day, and of course, I'm not Maury. So that should lower expectations to a heavy, healthy, and manageable level. The idea actually came from a former student of mine. She was gracious enough to show up during my final week of full-time teaching and plant this idea in my head. Apparently, after 18 years of listening to me answer questions in class, she concluded that retirement should not allow me to stop talking altogether. Now, of course, she wasn't in class all 18 of those years, but it was probably long enough. She may have been concerned about the sudden silence. The truth is, much of what happened in my classes began with a question. The discussions we had and many of the things I found myself saying usually emerged because someone was curious enough or brave enough to ask something. Occasionally, they may simply have been trying to keep me distracted long enough that I would forget about finishing the material that was before me. Either way, it worked. That is really what Mondays with Mitch is about. I don't know what questions you may have yet, but I suspect there are plenty of them. At least I hope there are. Otherwise, this could be a very short series consisting mostly of me staring thoughtfully at my computer screen. There is one other explanation behind the name. In a university setting, professors are often referred to by their last name. It isn't always Dr. Smith or Professor Jones. Usually it's simply Smith or Jones. In my case, obviously, it was Mitch. Sometimes it was probably accompanied by a sigh, but it was still Mitch. So that is where Mondays with Mitch came from. Now, I know there are questions that may arise from what I've written on Substack, particularly about my journey with cancer. There are also philosophical, spiritual, and even existential questions that emerge when you face a disease like that that seems to move your expiration date closer than you ever expected. Nothing makes you consider the meaning of life quite like having your calendar suddenly filled with oncologists, urologists, blood tests, scans, and appointments scheduled 6 months in advance. Apparently, the medical system remains optimistic about my calendar. Cancer has a way of changing the questions you ask about life. Questions about what matters, what doesn't, and where God is in the middle of suffering, and what it means to live well when life doesn't go according to plan. When a question comes in, I'll take some time to pull it apart and reflect on what may be underneath it. I already have one question that's been posed to me, and I'll probably begin there just to give an idea of how this will work. I don't envision this as being a long-form program. Of course, there is the old joke that when you ask a professor a question, it takes him or her an hour to finally arrive at the answer. I am justly accused of that. The problem is that when I begin answering a question, I think about all the different things the person might be asking. Then I begin thinking about the things they are not asking, which are often even more important. Then I remember a story. Then that story reminds me of another story. And before long, someone is looking at a watch and wondering whether there will be refreshments served later. So I welcome your questions about the journey, about living with cancer, about faith, about life, and what it means to live well with God and others and myself. Not because I'm an expert at life. I'm far from that. I've certainly made plenty of mistakes. In fact, I probably teach more from my mistakes than from my successes. Fortunately, that gives me a great deal of material. But I have spent more than 40 years talking with people, listening to their stories, and learning from those I've had the privilege of encountering. I have learned that the best conversations often begin with an honest question, and that the most important questions rarely have simple answers. That is really what this is about. You bring the questions, I'll bring whatever wisdom I've managed to collect, a few stories, some hard-earned perspective, and probably several unnecessary detours. But thanks for joining me. Send me your questions, and we'll see where the question takes us. Until next time, love ya. Later. Bye.